Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Imagine being a boss, a manager, whatever, where you have people under your guidance, so to speak, and getting a random text from someone that says, hey, Bryan Cranston was in a Preparation H commercial. He could probably play you.
Oh.
That's what happened to one person listening in West Michigan, or at least with their employee listening in West Michigan, when that text went to the wrong person instead of this show to me. So good luck with that. I'm sure it's easily explained by the next text. Oops, sorry, wrong person.
What I meant was, it's a radio show.
Bryan Cranston would never blow. Oh, damn it. All right. More serious or silly? I believe Hot Wings was about to go the last time when I looked at the clock. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I will do silly this time.
Okay. Hold on. I got to reopen the app. The silly ones come from the Ask the Internet app from Barstool. The serious ones, questions, a lot of people ask this, come from a game called Where Should We Begin?
Okay.
Silly. I like this one a lot.
Okay.
You're going to have to think about this maybe, and anybody else has one that comes to mind immediately.
All right.
If you could have, you remember the Chappelle sketch where Charlie Murphy playing basketball with Prince?
Yes.
A real historical event that was turned into a Chappelle sketch.
Yes.
That's the premise. If you could have any situation in history made into a Chappelle skit, what would it be?
Like of my history or any part,
whatever.
Anything? Oh my gosh. You're right. I think I'm going to have to think about that one for a while. Holy cow. Because that one was so good because it's something that nobody would know about.
Yes, but it doesn't have to be that.
It's got to be. It could be something happened,
but we don't know what it looked like.
I got one.
What is it?
Sinking of the Titanic.
Okay.
Oh, hilarious.
If we're going, did that, they can make it funny.
If we're going tragic, I'll admit the first one that popped into my mind was Magic Johnson finding out he had HIV.
That's solid.
It's inappropriate.
But that's what Chappelle does, though. He makes you laugh at things that are really inappropriate.
Not that the basketball one was, but it was because it was Prince and it was so far-fetched.
Right.
But true is what made it great.
He's kind of mastered being able to do comedy without getting canceled because he does stuff, especially towards like the trans community, that he's been called out for.
Mm-hmm.
But what he has said over and over and over again is, I'm an individual with my own views and I'm a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
So I take those views, I exaggerate them, and I'm making you feel something still. And he'll go back and forth on his views or whatever. But his most recent, have y'all seen his most recent stand-up?
Mm-mm.
He's like, I can't make fun of trans people anymore, so I'm going after special needs people. And I was like, bro, what? And the way that he did it is, you know, in very Chappelle style, where it is so inappropriate, but it's
masterful. But I never thought hateful.
Exactly.
I always thought it was thoughtful. Like when in the last special where he talked about trans people, I think the people that were outraged ignored the story that he told about.
Yes.
The trans person specifically that he knew in his life. I thought that was a very sympathetic and empathetic story that had jokes and everything else, but I don't think jokes that are harsh are always mean. Of course we don't.
Right.
You know, of course we don't feel that. That doesn't mean you wouldn't feel differently. All right, Steve.
I'll go serious this time.
I think we might have done this. If we did, I'll kick it.
Okay.
The last time I felt like I was on top of the world was?
Oh, I don't think I've had this one before.
Top of the world.
That's hard, especially if you have a brain that says you're the worst all the time. You're like, well, this is the best I've ever felt, but I wouldn't say I'm on top of the world.
I think it would be after one of our night shows, like our most recent run of night shows, probably here at the home base, because it was a new venue. So a lot of us had, we were just a little bit nervous about it because it was more of an unknown thing.
It sold out day of.
And all of us just thought that the show went really well. I remember afterwards thinking like, man, that was great. And everybody was just, it was probably something like that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. And that might be it for me the last time. Anybody else got one that came to mind?
Mine was walking away from my last job, not entirely knowing if I had gotten this one. And then the day that I interviewed here and then we were on the way to the airport and you had free beer dropped me off and you had talked me through some stuff. It was the most relief I had felt in a really long time, knowing like I made this jump and it was worth it, because you're never supposed to quit a job before you have another one. Mm-hmm. But I kind of had this one lined up, but it was a big, big risk. And then the moment you were like, we do want to talk to you further, let's start talking negotiations. And I got on that plane feeling like I have never been more confident in the decisions I made to get right here and the decisions that are going to be happening for my future. It was life-changing.
Yeah. It was fun because I knew you were leaning towards wanting the job. And so you had done a, we've talked about this a couple times, but like a fake segment, not a fake segment 17, but one that we didn't
like
intend
to
air, though we could have, but.
Still have it. Still can.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't remember what we talked about, but. It was fun. I know it was fun, and we all felt like it was a good fit. And so, I said to everybody in the room afterwards, you had stepped out, and I said, hey, I think we're in a good spot. And we were down to three candidates, and the first two were great as well. You happened to be the last one coming in, but you were the best fit for what we were talking about. And so, talking about getting into more specifics, I loved when you said, so what do you want me to be? And I said, I want you to be one of us. I don't, you will be a woman on the show, but I don't want you to be the woman on the show.
Right. Yeah, we're not looking for.
Then the press release that Compass sends out.
She's going to be a great laugh girl.
Says that girl coming to the free beer and hot wings show to make it more girly.
I followed that by saying, I want you to play by the same rules as everybody else. Yep. So if you want to beat someone up, beat someone up. But we're going to,
Because I was so used to morning shows being a cast, the morning show host who could pretty much be themselves. But then the producers had to be like the on the street guy and then the fun girl who's like single and partying and then all of it was kind of fake too.
Yeah.
So this whole job process.
But so then I said, well, we're going to offer you the job and we just got to figure out what works price wise. And then we talked a little bit price wise. Mm-hmm. And then the next day Kelly calls me and she says, hey, I quit my job. What?
<Yeah.
laughs> Are we all going to get sued now? Nope.
Didn't we talk about this yesterday?
Oopsie. Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.